I'm Maria Hinojosa with Latino USA, and we wanted to tell you about a podcast we think you'll like, TED en Español. In each episode, thought leaders from across the Spanish-speaking world take the TED or TEDx stage to explore the big ideas and questions of our time, like, what is the connection between math and love? Can we apply rules from the game of chess to winning in our lives? Or can entrepreneurs lead us to improving education and health for the entire world? The weekly podcast features talks exclusively in Spanish and is hosted by the curator of TED en Español, Jerry Garbulski. Find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. TED en Español, ideas en nuestro idioma. From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, we bring you one of our How I Made It segments with the band Making Movies. Making Movies is a band based out of Kansas City, Missouri, that mixes rock with tropical Latin music like salsa. The group is based in Kansas City, but its members have roots in Panama and Mexico. Their sophomore album, I Am Another You, features a fusion of electric guitar, mambo rhythms, and operatic vocals. And the album reached the ears of iconic Panamanian musician Ruben Blades, which is, by the way he pronounces his name, and this led to Ruben Blades giving them a shout-out at the 2017 Latin Grammys.
Ahora mismo acaban de ver un grupo que se llama Making Movies, que tiene una canción que se llama Spinning Out.
And they recently collaborated with Ruben Blades to put out a song called No Te Calles. We spoke to the band as part of our How I Made It series, where we talked to Latino creators about their work. Members Enrique Chi and Juan Carlos Chaurand talk about one of the band's most ambitious tracks on their album. It's called Locura Colectiva.
My name is Juan Carlos Chaurand, and I play percussion and keyboards for Making Movies.
My name is Enrique Chi, and I am the guitar player and singer of the band and also the songwriter. I was born in Santiago, Panama, and I fell in love with rock and roll music first. I really rejected Latin music as a little kid because I wanted to play the guitar like my dad. After like becoming an adult and realizing I'm an immigrant in the United States, the longing to reconnect to the Latino roots became bigger and bigger every year. So my papa, he collected a bunch of vinyls, and that was my introduction to music. He had all these Dire Straits albums, and one of them is called Making Movies. And I thought, well, that would actually be kind of a cool band name.
A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade.
It harkens back to time period of loving rock and roll before I spoke English.
With a love song that he made.
Music can communicate even through a language barrier. Our second album is called I Am Another You.
The name of this track is Locura Colectiva.
My grandma and I were watching the news, and she's this kind of like very protesting, poetic woman. And my grandma goes, "Esto es una locura colectiva," which means collective insanity. I thought, oh my God, there's a song in that.
Enrique always brings in the ideas and the blueprint, I guess you could say, and we just start to structure it little by little.
And I actually had this riff lying around that I thought could marry to that. And the riff, I don't know, Juan Carlos, if you know this, but I stole the riff from you. You've been playing on a piano, Montuno. Montuno is like it's the part, the piano break in a salsa song that gets everybody to get up and dance. And then I changed the key and I moved it to more guitar friendly places, and I simplified it down to like to make it like if Led Zeppelin had played your piano part or something.
And so hearing a little bit of the Montuno, it kind of already took me to more of like a mambo rhythm, and we ran with it.
Our band doesn't have a horn section, and a lot of Latin music, the high energy moments come from a horn riff. I think of Willie Colon's, like many of his signature horn riffs that intro songs. So to do that on the guitar, you kind of need to run it through a bunch of crazy effects. Like the fuzz that Keith Richards used on Satisfaction. That fuzz sound was advertised in the 60s as like, make your guitar sound like a horn. It kind of pictured the story in my head. Once I knew what I wanted to say, the lyrics did all come together in one sitting. Something has happened and the world has come to an end. And so what would you feel like? And then you run into an old man, you say, what do you think now? We have a few moments left to live. The old man responds, I just kept praying that nothing would ever change. And to me, that's like the human fear. Change is inevitable, but yet people fear it. Song goes into outer space, and that's when the story says, well, God, what do you think up there? What do you think seeing us like this, you know, at war with each other, at the end of our road as human beings? That does sound kind of like the end of the world by the time you get to the outro.
So that rhythm that we go towards the end, that we break into, I just heard it automatically. It was just like, I think we should add some bata rhythms. I don't think my congas are just enough for it.
Bata, you can't, one person can't properly play it. It has to be a group.
With three different people. And it's very Yoruba-centric, which is the Santeria rhythms in Cuba.
And those rhythms, technically, you're not really supposed to mess with them unless you are initiated in the religion.
So for us, it was a learning curve, for me especially. And it was one of those inspiring, and it was a moving moment in the song.
So we're going back towards the root of all Latino music and all even American music. But this record had a bunch of challenges before we were able to put it into the world. We made it 4 years ago. We would hire and fire people, and then like files kept getting lost. Then we finish it. And we're waiting, sitting on it to be mastered, and our record label that we'd signed to seemed to have lost interest. There was a considerable time where I thought we had messed with the wrong juju.
We cursed ourselves.
By you playing the bata and not being initiated into Santeria, or maybe by me cursing God for the state of mankind. Maybe I accidentally whipped up a curse, or you whipped up a curse upon our record. For a while, I was worried, and this song was probably the culprit. We've made it through now, and we seem to be all right.
That was Enrique Chi and Juan Carlos Churan from the band Making Movies. Their most recent album is titled I Am Another You. This episode was produced by Jeannie Montalvo and edited by Miguel Macias. The Latino USA team includes Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Sarah Quevedo, with help from Maya Cueva. We're edited by Marlon Bishop and Sofia Paliza Ka, with additional editing by Allison McAdam. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. Our interns are Caroline Aguirre and Lucas Southard. Our theme music was composed by Xenia Ruinos. And if you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. And I'll see you there. Ciao. Hasta la próxima.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. And Winecoat Foundation.
The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias. Really? Again? I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA. You better save the date and find your dancing shoes because you are formally invited to attend Haley's Quinceañera. That's next time on Latino USA.